voda. První psaní napsal svému otci, poslal, aby mu vody podal. Otec pilně oral, pilně dorával, vodičky mu nepodal. Otec pilně oral, pilně dorával, vodičky mu nepodal.
Vitamy Voss and welcome to what was, I guess, at one time called the Dance Hall Boys Internet Polka Show, now known as Czech Classics Then and Now. Denis Swatek here with you, and basically what you are listening to is a reproduction, a recreation of a show I did back in January of 1999, the original tribute show that I did to Leroy Motoka. Basically, at the time I did that show, wasn't really all that interested in saving these for posterity. And so I basically saved it, copied it off the internet onto a cassette, to another cassette, and it's pretty bad. So I thought, what the heck, I'll just go ahead and re-record this and try to improve the sound quality a little bit and make it a little more enjoyable for everyone. So thanks for listening. I'm going to try to recreate this the best I can, as close to the original broadcast that I did some 4 years ago. So let's just, there's so much for an introduction. Let's go ahead and just get on into the show. And like I said, thank you for stopping by and listening. Gonna have a good treat for you today, a good special tribute to one of the greats in Texas polka music. Started things off there with Corncockle, of course, the Joe Patek Orchestra, one of the first songs I remember hearing. I know my dad used to have that album. I used to play it all the time, so it's definitely one of my earliest memories of polka music here in Texas is a Corncockle by the Pateks. And like I said, going to pay special tribute today. It's 1999, or at least it was at the time this was originally broadcast. And on December 31st, 1998, a long and glorious era in Texas polka music came to an end as Leroy Motoka played his final public dance. He played it over in Ellinger at the community center, I do believe, which is just a few miles from his home in Fayetteville, so he didn't have that far to drive. But like I said, it brought to an end a career that spanned 51 years of playing accordion music in Texas. And I'm trying to give you a little history throughout the show the best I can. I'm going to try to break this up, not give you a Leroy overload, so kind of mix some Leroy's music in with some other things so you get a nice little variety. But we are going to start the show off with a couple of numbers by Leroy Motoka, a very, very young Leroy Motoka. Believe Leroy started playing publicly in 1947. He was 14 years old, and he was playing, and he joined the Zabraniec Accordion Band, which I think was run by his uncle. I don't know his uncle's name, assuming his last name was Zabraniec. And he joined that group, the Zabraniec Accordion Band. And Leroy told me that at one time they had up to 14 accordions in that band, so that must have, you know, been an incredible sound to hear some of those great old Czech tunes played by 14 accordions. I can just imagine what it sounded like. So in 1947, he started playing publicly. Sometime in the 1950s, I'm not exactly sure the exact time period, he joined the Lee Ilse Orchestra. Lee Ilse was based out of Plum, which, if you know the general area of LaGrange, is probably about the same distance west of LaGrange as Fayetteville is east of LaGrange, so not too far away from home for Leroy. But like I said, he did join the Lee Ilse Orchestra as accordionist and vocalist. And sometime in the mid-1950s, So the first couple of tunes we're going to hear here are some early 45s by the Lee Olsey Orchestra. I recently found out I do believe Lee Olsey Orchestra did put out one LP previously. I had not thought they did, just some 45s. That's all I have in my collection. But they did put out an LP, but I've got several 45s here. I'm going to feature a couple of them now. The Lee Olsey Orchestra, probably, from around 1956, 1957. I'm going to hear a couple here. Start off with the Memories of Cameron Waltz, featuring Leroy on accordion, and then a very, very young Leroy on vocals doing the Cradle Polka. So here we go, a couple from the Lee Olsey Orchestra featuring a very young Leroy Motoka.
Thank you. Terra pana, yet terra jsem černochol, koukal jsem černochol, koukal jsem černocíganku. A poukal jsem černochol, koukal jsem černochol, koukal jsem černocíganku.
Hej, ho!
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. Rudy Kirk's orchestra out of Yoakum doing the Circling Pigeons. Landler and featuring another great accordion player, a very young Pat Veit on accordion from sometime in the, probably late 1970s or so. And let's see, right before that we had Mark Vilardal out of Nebraska doing the Button Waltz medley. Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman doing the Black Gypsy. Another great Houston band, the Bill Mraz Orchestra, doing that Woodchopper's Landler. And like I said, we started things off with a couple by the Lee Ilse Orchestra from the 1950s, Cradle Polka, and Memories of Cameron Waltz. And so now we're going to get back into our little tribute to Leroy Motoka. And as I mentioned previously, he was a member of the Lee Ilse Orchestra. In 1964, for whatever reason, I've never asked Leroy, it's no big deal, I've just never asked him. Lee Ilse retired, and Leroy took over the band and renamed it the Leroy Motoka Orchestra, and the rest, as they say, is history. So going to feature a few numbers now from that very early first incarnations of the Leroy Motoka Orchestra from the early 1960s, and start things off here with the very first cut off his very first album, Ja Nemam Nic, or Without a Thing. So here's a little more early Leroy Motoka for you.
Thank you.
All right, the great Al Grebnick there. Al Grebnick and the boys out of Schuyler, Nebraska, doing At the Mill. And right before that, we had Chuck Thiel and his Jolly Ramblers out of Minnesota doing the Waltz Time Waltz. And played that for a reason. If you listen fairly closely there, you probably noticed a familiar tune. And actually, those two songs are the same tune. The Waltz Time Waltz is actually the melody from the trio of At the Mill. And just one example of how tunes can be adapted to different meters, different times to create what would seem like a totally new song, but it's really something quite old. I think a prime example of that is the great waltz Springtime in the Rockies, and that a lot of bands have adapted, I know down here at least anyway, to one called Polka Time in Texas, but it's actually the exact same tune as Springtime in the Rockies. Well, I'm turning Elmer Fudd here. Springtime in the Rockies just turned into a polka beat. And more recently, I've heard a tune the past few months on Polka Radio, one called the Tuba Polka, which I actually recognized as the melody from the Red Handkerchief Waltz turned into a polka. So kind of interesting how some bands will adapt tunes and... Actually, another one is the Wanderer Tulacek Waltz. There's a middle section that most bands don't play. We do it on our Dance Hall Boys Back to Moravia album. It has vocals featuring Nano Nano. And some bands have taken that part and just taken that one little section and turned it into a polka called the Nano Polka. So it's pretty interesting how some bands change tunes around for a little variety. So there's my little commentary on that. And then, like I said before, that we had, let's see, the Kavandas out of Fayetteville doing the Falling Leaves Waltz, Kavandas Czech Band, and then a few from the early Leroy Motoka albums, the Beer Bucket Polka, On Our Balcony Waltz, and Without a Thing. So now we're going to get back into a little more Leroy music. And one of my personal favorites, I believe, I have to find out for sure, I know Leroy told me one of his albums they recorded over at Citizens State Bank in Sealy, where I grew up, so I know that bank pretty well, but actually recorded an album in a bank, had to wait until the bank closed that evening. I believe one of his band members worked there, his wife worked there or something. After the bank closed that evening, they shipped everything over there, set up in the lobby, and recorded an album just because of the great the echo they got there. And trust me, that's something we try to do in our band. We do a lot of our own recording, and we are looking for halls to record in as opposed to recording studios, try to get that old time sound. And so I believe this is an album that they recorded in the bank, and this is just this is vintage classic cult status Leroy right here. This is just such a favorite of everybody in our band and most people. This one album Leroy actually introduced every song on his album, you know, cut number one, so-and-so, cut number two. It's just, it's pretty funny to listen to, and I don't know if he actually meant to put that on the recording, or he was just doing that to introduce, as an introduction for each song, and maybe it just wound up on the album. But anyway, it's pretty funny, and you get to hear Uncle Charlie Ronashek on here, and it's just a hoot to listen to if you know Leroy and just his mentality and his take on things. So anyway, let's get back into another little Leroy Motoka hit set here. There's Leroy and Uncle Charlie doing the clarinet polka.
This number, our band will feature our popular musician, Mr. Charles Ronashek, playing his clarinet on the clarinet polka. Are you ready, Uncle Charlie?
Yes, Leroy.
One, two. Thank you. Let's put it on the charger.